It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitz Peterson. And, you know, we made it through the 4th of July. We made it through the 24th of July. And by the sounds of things, we did pretty good. We did have one incident the evening of the 24th, not firework related. We're going to speak to that as well. But I guess it's a hats off and well done from Chief Peterson. Chief, how are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about making it through, as you said, the 4th, the 24th. You had one minor incident.
One minor incident.
On the 24th, you said.
And I'm the first one to admit I've got a bias towards fireworks. I was a paramedic for 30 years and, you know, 32-year firefighter. So I know that. One year we restricted fireworks, but this year we didn't restrict them at all because of the green that we had and the weather and the humidity. So there was a little bit of risk in that. But my gosh, the citizens of this region just took care of everything, because that there was no it wasn't a smaller amount of fireworks, that's for sure, but boy, they were great as far as being safe.
And you did say you had one minor, very minor incident on the 24th. It was already out by the time you got there, you said.
That's right. We had a 911 call for fireworks. It was a field on fire. By the time we got there, the police and the person that called it in had put it out. So that is a great 4th and 24th from my perspective. Oh my gosh, no 911 calls.
And now we don't have to worry about them until New Year's.
That's correct. And that's I love fireworks in December and January.
That's always good. As long as there's snow on the ground though, right?
That's correct. It's a great time to do that.
So we've got that, and you know, kudos for that. But then we need to discuss the fire down on Rose Avenue, and that was the evening of the 24th. And thankfully, no one was injured, no loss of life on that one. But it did not go off without some incidents.
No, it was one of those unique situations where there was no wind. And so there was a column of smoke straight up. And it was like a beacon. So many people, I haven't seen that in Price. I've seen it in the city. But so many people had driven down there to see what they could see. You know, they saw the smoke, but instead of reading about it or waiting to hear about it, they would drive down there, and it created some traffic problems and, in my opinion, safety problems for my firefighters.
And as I said, though, thankfully nobody was injured.
Correct.
You did say you had some heat exposure, maybe?
Yeah, we had a couple firefighters, to include me, but a couple firefighters that had to take a break a little longer than normal because of heat. Couple of ambulance visits, but nobody was transported. And like, but it, when I left my house, when the call came in, my porch said it was 100 degrees outside, so it was already hot. Everything was preheated, and the opportunity when you put on those suits is pretty high when it's 100 degrees.
Well, and as we said, you know, you never want to see a fire in the first place.
No.
However,
no,
it's always a bonus if you go through that whole ordeal. And we don't have a loss of life or any injuries that send somebody to the hospital or anything like that.
No, and you might back me on this. I'm a pretty jovial person, but the only time I'm absolutely focused and serious is when that happens. And the best thing that I can hear from a police officer was said to me, this is the homeowner, he's right here, and there is no one in that house. And it was free burning. It was fully involved, that's the phrase we use. But the homeowner was right in front of me. Doesn't clear the place from danger, but it changes my tactics. So I'm going to keep these firefighters, because I had three cities there. I had several firefighters, and they're going to be safer now because of it.
And I think the one takeaway that we need to have from this is the fact that, you know, we all understand that there's a reason that they have the saying, a trash fire. You know, because everybody wants to go see what's going on.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this is really for their own protection. You really need to keep your distance. And, you know, God forbid that the traffic wasn't as such that we had more problems because a fire department or a truck couldn't get there.
Yeah, and let's put it into perspective. The most important thing to me was what I just said. The police officers were able to tell me everything's clear. But if it wasn't clear and I needed to get a truck in there to effect a rescue, that would have been on our history for time forever. And we don't want that. We just talked about an example of the community being wonderful and great and safe. And then right next to it is another incident where there were people down there that didn't need to be there and clogged the artery, so to speak. And we were lucky it was on an incident where nobody was missing, because I need those trucks. I need them where I plan for them. And when they're delayed, even a minute, it could be a problem for our community.
And I guess the one thing that, you know, that just popped into my mind is if someone is down there like this and they're intruding and they're stopping the flow from getting safety and things there, can they be ticketed?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's the police officer's discretion. And so you can imagine my job. My job is the house. I think about the house. I think from the sidewalk to the backyard. That's my job. Their job is all of Carbon Avenue, all of Rose Avenue, 5th South, all the way to 6th South. So they got a big picture thing to do. And if you impede in any way, they can give you a ticket. And I'm not sure that they did any of that, but they did move traffic. They took care of the problem, but it took time.
And that's just sometimes when you're fighting a fire, that's just something you don't have.
No, I don't have time for that. I don't want to worry about that. And I'm always going to encourage people, please wait to hear about it later. We have a trained person, a public information officer, that will get out the information. ETV's great about that. And but to drive down there to get individual pictures is just really difficult for me as a fire chief.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. Thank you so much for keeping us safe.
I appreciate
you. And you keep doing what you do.
I promise.
For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.